Welcome to WSJM's Academic Challenge. As area high schools match up to test their smarts for points and chance to be Academic Challenge champion. Presented by Signature Dealer Group. You've got their signature on it. Supported by Lakeshore Public Schools, Cook Nuclear Plant, the Bradford Insurance Agency, and Berrien Springs Public Schools. Now, this week's Academic Challenge on WSJM.
In this edition, we feature teams from Lawrence High School and Countryside Academy. Lawrence is captained by Charlie. Charlie, why don't you introduce yourself and your teammates?
Sure, I'm Charlie DeGrives, captain of the Lawrence team. We got tonight's starting lineup. We got Augie, Gian, and Anna, along with myself. And I don't really have anything like prepared about what's going on at Lawrence.
Okay, how about you, Countryside Academy, Tiana?
I'm Tiana Jones, and my teammates are Deshaun Smith, Suzette Gonzalez, and Giovanni Gonzalez. And our school is having a football game December 10th. And we're having a food drive a week after Thanksgiving.
Well, good luck to the football team on December 10th. And let's get started. Lawrence, you're up to bat. The category is U.S. history. With Benjamin Franklin and John Jay, John Adams helped negotiate what 1783 treaty confirming U.S. sovereignty? Now you can talk it over, and then Charlie will give the answer. You must preface your official team answer with the word answer so I can distinguish between that and consultation.
I'm thinking that it's the Treaty of Paris, because that's always a good guess when you don't know what the treaty is.
I have no clue, so if you want to go with that, that's fine with me.
Whatever sounds good to you.
Also, it was a neutral party. I mean, it was 1783.
Captain, your answer?
Yeah. Sure. Answer, Treaty of Paris.
Treaty of Paris is right. All right, Countryside. In 1869, the temperance movement led to the founding of a political party of this name in Chicago. The word later referred to the period of U.S. history during which it was illegal to make, sell, or transport alcohol. What's the word?
Okay, so that was like the prohibition. So I think it got something to do with that, where they couldn't, you know, drink alcohol and stuff. So I would say Prohibition Party, final answer.
That's correct, Tiana. And Countryside now on the board. Countryside, we're still with you. This is a math question. How many inches are there in 12 yards? Ten seconds.
Anybody got anything?
Time has expired. You got anything, Captain?
432. Answer. We think it's
answer needs to come from the captain, and you need to preface it by saying the word answer.
So answer 432.
With an assist from Zusette. Did I say that right? Well done. Now, Lawrence, here's your math question. Find any real solution for this equation. The square root of x equals 5. You have 10 seconds.
25.
25. Dang, I concur. Answer, 25.
25 is correct. The score is tied at 20 in the early going. And Lawrence, this is a spelling question. Spell the kind of fowl most often served under glass.
Under glass.
Under glass.
Oh, this is a basketball, isn't it?
A fowl? As in a bird, yeah.
F-O-W-L, yes.
Yes. I guess it'd be something fancy, like quail or pheasant or something.
Yeah, I agree. Do pheasant.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm spelling it. So, answer, P-H-E-A-S-A-N-T.
Pheasant Under Glass gets another 10 for Lawrence. And your spelling question now, Countryside. Spell the word meaning wharf, which is pronounced key.
Can you repeat the question?
Spell the word meaning wharf, which is pronounced key. Captain, your answer?
I'm going to go with... Is it... Q-U-A-Y?
Q-U-A-Y is right. Didn't think you were going to come up with it. And the score is tied at 30. Now, Countryside, the category is why. There are about 440 pounds of pure gold to every cubic mile of seawater. Why don't we extract gold from the sea? If you don't know, you're welcome to take a guess. Captain, your answer? Time. Lawrence, can you take it?
I would just say because it costs too much. It's too expensive to like have to extract it from the seawater.
I like the pressure.
What do you mean by that?
I don't know. If it's underwater.
Captain, your answer?
The pressure.
Answer. It's too expensive.
That's exactly right. Lawrence, why do female fireflies flash their lights?
To attract mates. Yeah. Answer, to attract mates.
That's exactly right. Now, it's countries, or rather, Lawrence, we're still with you. Great Lakes is the subject. The eastern border of Michigan is formed mainly by which Great Lake?
Lake Huron. Answer, Lake Huron.
Right. Countryside, Michigan does not border which Great Lake?
I think it's Ontario, I believe.
Yeah, I believe it's Lake Ontario.
Answer, Lake Ontario.
That is correct. And Countryside, we're still with you. The category is in the news. Some of his corporate sponsors cut ties with him, including a Wisconsin healthcare organization. What NFL star confessed he lied about being vaccinated?
I believe it is Aaron Rodgers.
Answer, Aaron Rodgers.
Deshaun comes through on that one, yes. Lawrenceville? The DART missile will lift off on November 23rd to test a crash into what? For the purpose of planetary defense.
This is for us?
This is for Lawrence.
All right.
Meteor, asteroid, something like that.
Comet. Oh, I know. Comet's a star. It's probably a meteor, right?
I don't know what the difference is, so.
Should I go asteroid or meteor?
I think
Captain, your answer?
Answer, meteor.
No? Countryside, can you steal the 10 points?
I'm thinking asteroid because it's on a much smaller scale and less dangerous.
Okay, so answer, asteroid.
Asteroid is right. Again, assist from Deshaun. And that's the end of the round. The score is tied at 60. All questions answered correctly between the two teams. Lawrence High School is coached by Mindy Donovan. Countryside Academy by Ann Burdick. Now, we usually start this 70 seconds round with a team that trails. But when the score is tied, we go with the team that got the last correct answer. That's you, Countryside. You'll go first, and you'll be choosing from among these categories. City, state, nation, and continent. You pick one of those subjects, you get 70 seconds to answer as many 10-pointers as you can. Any questions missed or passed will be referred to your opponent, and if you run the category, we'll give you a 20-point bonus. Countryside Academy.
Y'all want to do like continent, because like they're bigger and
I'd say continent or state, something like that.
Yeah. Continent.
Countryside chooses continent. Start the clock. Here we go. What two continents does the Strait of Gibraltar separate?
I think it'd be like Europe and Africa, maybe something east of us.
So answer Europe and Africa?
Yes. Australia was once connected to what other continent by a land bridge?
Y'all think this one would be Africa as well?
I'd say India, maybe. Something like that.
India?
Yeah. Or Antarctica, maybe?
Okay, answer Africa?
No, which continent lacks forests?
Answer Antarctica?
Yes. With over 1,500 languages spoken, which continent has the greatest linguistic diversity?
Y'all think this would be like North America?
Yeah, I don't believe so.
Mm-hmm. Answer North America?
No, and time runs out. We got through four of them. You picked up two of them. And Lawrence, we have these two for you. Australia was once connected to what other continent? By a land bridge.
What did you say, like Asia or Africa?
I would say Asia.
Yeah.
Asia.
Yeah. I'm not for sure, but answer Asia.
Asia is right. With over 1,500 languages spoken, which continent has the greatest linguistic diversity?
Asia?
I was thinking either Asia or Africa.
Yeah, I was thinking Africa.
Africa, yeah. That's
thinking one of the two. Just Asia's so huge.
Africa.
Cap, your answer?
Okay. Africa. Answer Africa.
Good teamwork on that one, yes. So 20 apiece on continent. Lawrence, it's your turn to select.
Whatever the other ones?
City, state, and nation.
State?
I think we should do nation.
I agree.
Yes, we select nation.
Lawrence chooses nation. Start the clock. Here we go. What nation has more people than all other South American countries combined?
Brazil,
yeah. Answer yeah. Brazil.
Yes. The Hellenic Republic is known in English as...
Republic?
Hellenic.
That'd be Greece?
Sure.
Or Macedonia?
Like
one of the two? Answer mm-hmm. Greece?
Yes. The provinces include Calabria, Tuscany, and Lombard. What is the nation?
Would it be Italy? Tuscany? Answer Italy?
Right. What country borders Russia, the Czech Republic, and Germany?
What about
Belarus? Is it Ukraine or Belarus?
I feel like it's Ukraine.
I feel like it's Belarus just because...
I think it's Belarus. Answer Belarus.
No. The answer's not Egypt, but where would you find the world's largest pyramid?
Egypt.
Not Egypt.
So not Egypt. That's the one that we know it's not. I would... Oh, God.
Isn't it a G?
Would it be Peru? I know there's, like, pyramids in Peru. I have no idea. Go for it. Answer Peru.
No. And we run out of time. After six of them. You got 30 points on that one, so we have a possible 30 for you, countryside. What country borders Russia, the Czech Republic, and Germany?
Just because it's Germany, I would guess. Y'all think it's like Poland or something like that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was thinking Poland. Answer Poland.
Well done. And, what nation is... No, rather, the answer is not Egypt, but where would you find the world's largest pyramid?
I was thinking somewhere in Mexico. I don't remember.
Maybe Mexico. They have a lot of pyramids there.
answer Mexico.
Mexico is right. And that closes the book on the 60 seconds round. The score is Lawrence 110, Countryside 100. We'll take a breather and resume play and complete the game with the 70 or the Stump the Experts round. That means the questions are more difficult, but they're also worth 20 points for correct answers. Don't be discouraged if you don't get many of these college-level answers correct. We'll start with Lawrence. And we have a music question for you. What kind of music and dance is associated with the Andalusian Gypsies of Spain? Listen.
Tip of my tongue.
It sounds like, I don't know, like folk music.
I have absolutely no idea. That's sort of broadly what it sounds like.
Cap, your answer?
More specific, but yeah, answer, folk music.
More specific?
Probably.
Cap, your answer?
Salsa or something.
Salsa.
Time. The countryside, can you hazard a guess?
I think it's like more specific type, like I've heard it's like
flamenco?
Flamenco. Answer flamenco.
Flamenco is right. Now countryside, your music question. Listen to this excerpt from a song by Beethoven and tell me both the Italian term that describes how the notes are sung and played and the language in which it's sung. Again, I want the Italian term that describes how the notes are sung and played, and the language in which it's sung. How about a countryside?
So, kind of the language I definitely think would be like German or somewhere like that. I don't know. I can't really say anything about the other things.
Yeah.
Captain, your answer?
We don't have an answer for the term, but for the language, you go with probably German. Answer German.
Lawrence, can you take it?
It's either Russian or German. It's staccato.
Staccato is like the style.
Yeah.
I would say German. It sounds German to me.
I agree. Yeah.
Captain, your answer?
Beethoven was from Germany.
Okay. Answer staccato for the style and then German for the language.
Absolutely right. And you have retaken the lead, Lawrence. And countryside, we're back to you. The category is faith. With, which book of the Bible includes the verse, "He that troubleth his own house shall inherit the wind"?
You gotta choose what book?
Which book of the Bible?
I done heard this in my house all the time. It's like, I think Proverbs. Answer Proverbs.
It is Proverbs. Well done. All right, Lawrence, here's your faith question. Accompanied by this visual, the Shwe Dagon Pagoda in Yangon, Myanmar, is a shrine of which religion?
I would say Buddhism.
Yeah, either Buddhism or...
That's like the dominant religion in Myanmar, so... Okay, answer Buddhism.
Buddhism is correct, and again, Lawrence is back in the lead. And let's see, who gets the next one? It is... It's Lawrence, and it's another visual question. One moment, please. All right. Body parts is the category. Lawrence, what is the term for a falcon's claws?
Talons, yeah. Answer, talons.
Talons is correct. And 20 more points for the Lawrence team. Countryside, here's your body parts question. There'll be no visual. Dubai's airport, the world's busiest for international travel, has implemented a technology for verifying a person's identity, eliminating the need for human interaction. What body part does the airport use?
I'd say probably maybe your eye or like your finger.
It sounds like a fingerprint or something.
And like, would they use like your whole face as a possible thing?
I think it'd be probably fingerprint.
Or facial.
Captain, your answer?
I'm going to answer finger or fingerprint.
No. Lawrence, can you steal the 20 points?
I would go facial recognition.
Yeah, because there wasn't the other one. I think it's facial.
Yeah, answer face or facial recognition?
No, discussed by countryside, but not given. The answer is eyes, specifically the iris, and you learned it first right here on the academic challenge. Countryside, astronomy for you. Describe the relative positions of the Earth, Sun, and Moon in both a solar eclipse and a lunar eclipse.
Okay, so y'all, like in a lunar eclipse, ain't it like?
In a lunar eclipse, it'd be sun. It was a sun, earth, and then moon, right?
Like for a solar eclipse, it's like the earth, and then the moon, and then the sun, and then with the lunar, it's like the moon is in a shadow, so that's why I look red.
Okay, Captain, gonna need an answer.
So answer, with the lunar is the sun, and then the moon, and then earth, and then, for solar, it's sun, then moon, and then earth. And then with lunar, it's the sun, and then earth, and then the moon.
You corrected yourself, and you got it right. 20 points for countryside. Now, an astronomy question for you, Lawrence. Describe the situation in which the planet Mercury is in superior conjunction.
That'd be like retrograde or something?
Not knowing what superior conjunction means?
Sounds right to me.
Retrograde? That's what we're going with? All right, answer, retrograde?
No, countryside? Captain, your answer?
That sounds like, I'm not sure.
Time. Well, the sun is between Mercury and Earth when it's in superior conjunction. No score on that one. Lawrence, so we move to the category of agriculture. When you drive through farming country, you will see what tall cylindrical structures in which fodder is stored.
Silos. Answer, silos.
They're called silos, yes. Countryside, the combine, which automatically harvests and threshes grain, replaced what invention of Cyrus McCormick?
Y'all think it would be like a gin, maybe?
I was thinking more of like a hand tool. McCormick, I know, is a type of tractor, so it might be something like that.
Captain, your answer?
I'll say a tractor. Answer, tractor.
No, Lawrence?
Wow.
I didn't quite get the question. I don't know if you can ask to repeat. Can you repeat the question or no?
Yeah, I'll repeat, but in the future, please turn on your captions so I don't have to. Lawrence, The combine, which automatically harvests and threshes grain, replaced what invention of Cyrus McCormick?
The scythe? I have no idea.
Captain, your answer?
Our answer, the scythe?
Reaper, the McCormick Reaper. All right, ecosystems is the subject. Russian ecosystems, to be specific. Countryside, what short word from Russian designates the belt of level grassland that spans Central Europe to East Asia? Captain, your answer?
Answer... Savannah?
Not Savannah. Lawrence?
It's the steppe.
Sure.
All right, answer, steppe.
It is the steppe, yes. Lawrence, meaning land of the little sticks, what Russian term is used of the boreal forest region to the north of the steppe?
I'd say the taiga, because that's the only other word I know for boreal forest.
I agree.
Okay, sure. Answer taiga.
Well done, Charles, and that ends the game. Good game by both teams. Final score, Countryside 160, Lawrence 230. The winners, Lawrence High School. Thanks so much for joining us for the Academic Challenge. Good luck to both teams in your future contests. I'm Charles Beal, your host. So long, everybody.
Academic Challenge on WSJM, presented by Signature Dealer Group. You've got their signature on it. Supported by Lakeshore Public Schools, Cook Nuclear Plant, the Bradford Insurance Agency, and Berrien Springs Public Schools. Join us again next week for WSJM's Academic Challenge.